Yeah, I was asking about the baby stroller. What would you say you were going to do? Like, say, well, I want to put the baby in a stroller and go out.
Take him for a stroll or a ride.
If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
expecting.
Anything else?
Yeah, pregnant.
Would you say that pregnant is a less polite or genteel term to use?
Is it less polite? Yeah. I don't know, but it was in my upbringing.
Anything else besides a pregnant or expecting?
Yeah, in family way, family mama, way. Uh-huh.
Would you say that's an older term?
Yeah.
You ever heard anybody say, well, so-and-so swallowed a pumpkin seed?
No. There he is.
Yeah. I've collected some goodies.
I can see that.
You got a cake in the oven. What about, a doctor was not available to assist at the birth, a woman that might be called in to help?
A midwife. You can call a midwife.
This expression, say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, maybe his nose is shaped about the same, you say that the boy
resembles.
Or a woman who has looked after three children until they're grown, you say that she's three children.
She's mothered three children.
Be the same thing as something else in life.
A raised.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or to a boy that's misbehaved, you say, do that one more time, you're going to get a good
licking. Okay. I've said that many times in my life.
Would a licking be worse than a, can you think of anything else? Licking?
I've said spanking, but usually a good licking, just because it's something I've always used.
Have you ever heard any terms people use to, in describing a child that's born to an unmarried woman, call it a...
Other than illegitimate.
So if you want to really be crude about it, they might say. So it's a bastard.
Oh, yeah, bastard, uh-huh.
But you would not, probably.
No, I don't. I haven't heard that used in years.
Oh, maybe an old-fashioned term for something like that, to kind of polite, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I heard one called a woods coat.
No. I have heard that, yeah, uh-huh, from an older person. But you know, they talked years ago, I can remember, Mama and them, even though bastard to me is not a nice word today, but that yet they used it to, that was the only descriptive way.
Yeah.
They didn't use the word illegitimate, they used it, a bastard child.
I see, okay. Talking about family relationships, if you have a brother and he has a son, and that son is your...
My nephew.
And if your father has a sister, she is your...
My aunt.
What about a child who has lost both of his parents? You'd call
an orphan.
And the adult that's appointed to look after him?
A guardian.
Say if the house were full of people like your aunts and uncles and cousins and people like that, you'd say the house is full of your...
kinfolks.
Or if somebody is telling you about somebody who looks a lot like you, well, it might be so, but actually I know...
relation.
Or somebody like me who comes in, or the Moonies, who come into town, nobody's ever seen them before. Mm-hmm. You say that they are...
they're vagrants.
What about something else, maybe? Somebody, you know, somebody...
An expression used down here is they're just passing through.
Mm-hmm. Would you call somebody like